other stuff.
So they left the double wide off?
No, it was just a part of it. If you look here, the double wide's at 20,394, where it says appraised value, and right there. And if you go back to the previous, the old one, it'll probably be less than that. So that's what they're
19,
that's what they're correcting. So it is a slight increase in value because they found something was left off.
So are you asking us to help you guys
correct our records?
Correct your records, and that's why you're bringing this before us?
After what we call close the book, Jeff, on July 1st, the assessor can't change any values. This would happen on June 30th, we could make this correction. But after the book closes, after those values are set, the assessor's office cannot change any value. So this error was found after the book was closed, so we have to bring it to the BOE, the county commission.
Otherwise, you could just go in and try to follow the rules. And
yep.
Okay.
Another, like what Chuck was just saying, another avenue would be through court orders to the county commission. So that's my question, is why not take it to the court orders as opposed to BOE?
In years past, when James was here and I sat on the county commission, he would bring us a stack of these.
Yeah.
And we would approve the stack. We wouldn't ask any questions. We
okay.
just approved the stack, and it was a done deal. We didn't do what we're doing today.
Okay.
But if I remember right, Mr. Hershen went through every one of them and then recommended to us that we approve.
When Hershen was here, he did.
Yep.
Yes, he went through every one of these that we're looking at today.
So was it presented prior to
the information's
actual
there.
BOE meeting?
The information is there ahead of time. Yeah.
We always had a bunch of stuff at the very end that we had to get cleaned up. Stuff, errors that were made, properties that were found that, like occupancy, now those can be added on later, but the biggest reason to do it now is because all the political subdivisions are going to be
they're going to be sent to levies after
values.
This.
So we want the book to be as close to right as at all possible by the end of the BOE.
But my question is why can't this be adjusted coming 17?
It can be. I mean, we can fix it for 17, and we are.
I mean, you guys approved occupancy for Cheney County, so.
But the tax districts won't be getting their value for this year.
It's.
He could present it later, but we're going to spend more time talking about whether to present it than to vote on it. He could present it later if you want to present it later.
No, that's not what I'm asking. The way I understand this is a double wide with an addition on it, right? It's the only change?
It's a double wide, and the comment is that there was an element left out of the structure. When you look at the, can you pull the next part up, next page, Wes? It's upside down. But you see all the components there on the bottom right? There must have been a component that was left out, and they found it. They corrected the error. That's all it is.
Oh.
They could leave off the hardboard siding, or they could leave off the drywall on the inside or something. And when they found it, they made the correction.
Sounds to me like you guys are just trying to do your job and follow the rules, and this is just a protocol. With that being said,
right.
I mean, with this being a solution instead of bringing it up with the Kane County Commission and rehashing everything, let's move forward. I make a motion that we approve going from 14,277 to what was the request?
32,942.
So it's some pretty good size then, what you left off, basically double.
Well, the way I look at it, I'm looking at it, is it a double wide sitting on top of a basement or something? I mean, how can you add with what we're looking at here, 32? You're more than doubling.
Yeah. And I
must be inside of a basement finished or something. I can't figure that out.
This double wide mobile home didn't have a structure type and was not included in the structure value. That's the notes from whoever did this.
Well, I look at this unit too. What is there? Is it an apartment or?
It's on land. It's on 1.7 acres and it's got multiple things on it. So it's worth $32,942.
Our appraiser's out in the field, or I'd holler for her to come down.
That's it there?
That's it right there.
I'll second the motion.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Yes.
Gentlemen, if you would like to deny the rest of these on the assessor's broad, and we'll bring them to the county commission and so we can get along with these other ones.
Well, other than that, why don't we move on to these 11:20s or 11 o'clocks, whatever we got, and then continue these as we get closer to the end. What does that sound like? Because I hate to have people waiting if it's a phone call.
I don't think we have.
We got an 11 o'clock on there that's looking for a call. So
no, the auto brewer.
What number is that?
54. 54.
It's what now?
2658. Call back. Judge, call back.
Penthouse condo. Hang on.
Auto brewer.
Is this another one of those three?
Yeah.
403s?
I don't know. Look, see what.
Penthouse.
Who called back? How big it is?
15. Yeah.
Is that the old man?
It is on the
phone. Who called back?
BOE number 2016-58.
This is 434. He might have a...
That's the Reverend Barnes.
What are we going with, 58 or 54?
Mr. Chairman?
So Charles Barnes called back. Is that what you're saying, Wesley?
2016-58 is calling you. How far behind are you? That's the message I got. He called back, and then they said they got his number, and that's it. I don't have his numbers. Charles Barnes, you said it's already got a motion on it.
That's the one that you called that was busy.
The phone was busy. You've already made that mass motion for all those that are 350 square feet. So you've already taken care of it.
Okay.
If you want, we can have the office call
him. All right. I would rather just call him.
Could you email him?
Okay, now we need to move on to...
Number 54.
54.
It does show a little bit more, so I don't know if it has a balcony or what's going on with it.
434?
Mm-hmm. So you purchased it for $199,000? Pre-construction in 2006.
Which one are you on?
54.
And he purchased it in 2006?
Yeah, his comment is pre-construction. I guess he never saw it.
He's one of them that walked up to the table.
Okay, yeah. Pre-construction.
Taxes too high and not fair market. That's not
it was. That's not one of them that I told you about, them sitting down there on the corner, and he bought that thing before it was even finished.
We had a lot of that.
What's the name on it? My numbers, I'm all messed
up. 54 Auto Brewer, right under the A&M Pizza.
Again, the only difference is it's got a little more
Yeah.
Per the plat, so.
And per MLS, it has a little bit more.
Okay.
Plugged in the next one in line, and it's got a little more too. It gets up to like 500 feet.
For 207.
What's he recommending his?
65,000.
And we're setting them at, well, 65. I make a motion to 65,000.
Is it the same size as the?
It's bigger.
Little bigger.
It's a hair bigger. Just for the record.
Setting the other ones at 64.
Should we go ahead and call him?
Is that $1,000 hair?
Yes, it is $1,000 hair.
I'm going to call. Let me call.
We could break down price per square foot and figure out an extra $34, extra 434 square feet.
I'll wait to see what he says. We said this morning, less than that for 64.
Be a $4,764.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Brewer?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, and we're looking at your property there at the Penthouse Condominium, Unit 1102. And your total appraised at $103,980. And we have a motion on the floor right now to set it at
$65,000.
I'm going to second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Your unit, is it, if I were to rent that unit, is it any better than some of the other smaller units?
No, it's the exact same. It's just a little queen, two queens. It's just a standard room. Just an in unit, all it is.
Okay, it's an in unit. I'm showing the records that it has 434 square feet, and the standard 350 square feet units we set at 64,000. You have a few more square feet based on what we have. The information that we have. So we're going to set, I make a motion, I second with discussion that we move that to, we figured it out, price per square foot of $68,760.
We have a motion for $65,000.
And you seconded it.
Yeah.
With discussion.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So you can withdraw your second if you want to.
Okay, I withdraw my second.
You can ask if he would like to amend his motion.
I'll withdraw mine.
Would you like to amend your motion?
No, go ahead.
He withdrew it.
He withdrew it, so somebody wants to make any motion.
We're doing it off square footage, so that's fine. We're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I make a motion of $68,764.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set it at $68,764. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Mr. Brewer, it's set at $68,764, so it's reduced from $103,980, and you'll be getting a letter in the mail from the county clerk explaining all that, and you can appeal to the state tax commission.
That's fine. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Wesley, I believe, had called me, said he got return mail. I don't know where they're mailing that information to. So is that something I can ask out with you or just call back later?
Oh, we can verify real quick. We've got 918 Del Champ at Dolphin Island, Alabama, 36528.
Yeah, that's where I live, but I don't receive mail there. So can I give you a mailing address?
Mr. Fennell or Ms. Neely, who would? Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay, it's 61853THREE, Notch, NOTCH, Road, and that's Mobile, Alabama, and that's 36619.
Can you go through that again?
It's 61853 spelled out T-H-R-E-E.